Merry Christmas and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. We are geared up for a very special time this evening, and we hope that you do have a moment to just capture a quiet moment to really consider the gift that's being given tonight, the gift of a Savior for all people. We especially are thankful that you're here tonight and wish you a Merry Christmas with your family or friends. If you are feeling very blue or sad, that can happen too over Christmas, you are in the right place. Because again, we're going to hear that Jesus is a Savior for all people, all families, no matter what circumstance you're in. We pray that that message comes across here tonight. We're going to carry that Christmas joy with us as we leave here this evening. Just a couple notes about our worship this evening that I want to share with you before we begin. The first is this is a little bit of an atypical service. It's centered around Christmas carols, so you're going to hear that very frequently throughout the service. Bryson's going to lead us in the singing of a lot of those songs. The lyrics for those songs are going to be projected in front of you, but also you, can follow the lyrics. They're also printed in your bulletin as well. Secondly, we're celebrating Holy Communion in our service this evening in a special way, in a continuous line distribution. Here at Peace, we believe in the real presence of Jesus in the bread and the wine that is distributed tonight. So you all are welcome to come and receive that real presence of Jesus tonight. For the distribution, the ushers will guide you forward, and of course the bread will be served. The wine is served within individual cups and also with the common cup, and you have the choice of receiving either one. If you do receive the common cup, as you come across to the far aisle, there is a bucket right over here that you'll place your individual cup into, and the ushers will guide you back to your seat around. But go ahead and just follow the ushers. They've got a plan to guide you forward this evening for communion. Then finally, the conclusion of our service is a candlelight singing of Silent Night. That's a very special part of our service. Just a couple notes about that. I'll remind you again towards the end because these are important details. The person receiving the light, you've got your candle. The person receiving the light is the one who bends their candle. The one with the light holds it steady so that we're not spilling wax onto the floor. And we'll guide you too as far as how long to hold those candles. We'll have once all the candles are lit in the congregation, then we'll continue with the singing of Silent Night for four verses and then a moment of silence. And again, we'll give you instructions as well as when to blow out, extinguish your candles. I think that does it for our worship service. The most important thing is to keep that curiosity for Jesus tonight, but moving forward each day in the days ahead and in the year ahead as well. God's blessings on your worship tonight. To set our scene tonight, to set our focus tonight, we're going to ask our choir to come forward to sing the song, The Wondrous Story.